Morning show coming up. That was horrible.
This is locally grown.
CBS News Brief. New numbers from the Centers for Disease Control show more children could be headed for serious health trouble. Reporter Sabrina Cupid from Atlanta.
In 2023, nearly one in three children ages 12 to 17 had prediabetes. That's higher than the previous estimate of about one in five.
President Trump leaves for Central Texas soon, site of last Friday's flooding that killed more than 120 people. White House Budget Director Russell Vogt.
The president has said to Texas it needs everything. Anything it needs, it will get. The president will be down there surveying the scene.
About 170 people are still unaccounted for. We're hearing from Canada after President Trump threatened to impose 35% tariffs if there's no deal by August 1st. CBS's Natalie Brand.
The prime minister gave kind of a measured response on social media, saying the Canadian government has steadfastly defended our workers and businesses and will continue to do so.
Mr. Trump cited the fentanyl crisis. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
For WFHR and WIRA News, I'm Melissa Kay. A federal judge has temporarily blocked a move to cut Medicaid funding from Planned Parenthood. Sholly Pittman reports.
The two-week restraining order issued by a U.S. district judge directs the Department of Health and Human Services to keep that funding in place for now. Planned Parenthood filed the lawsuit after President Trump signed a new federal tax and spending bill last Friday. While that law doesn't name Planned Parenthood directly, the group says a provision in the bill would stop Medicaid reimbursements to any health provider that offers abortions. Here's Michelle Velasquez, Chief Strategy Officer at Planned Parenthood Wisconsin.
The congressional bill that would defund Planned Parenthood would make Planned Parenthood essentially a prohibited entity, meaning it could not seek reimbursement from Medicaid for services like contraception care, gender-affirming care, STI treatment, testing, cancer screening. And the list goes on and on.
Velasquez spoke at a press conference last Wednesday, just hours after the Wisconsin Supreme Court struck down the state's 1849 abortion ban. For decades, federal funding for abortions themselves have been blocked under the Hyde Amendment. But Planned Parenthood says under the new law, any of its services would be blocked from Medicaid reimbursement. Services like STI testing and treatment or contraception, which together composed about 75% of its services to about 2 million patients last year. The organization says just 4% of its services were abortion related. In Wisconsin, 54% of Planned Parenthood's revenue came from Medicaid, according to its 2022-2023 annual report, which also says it serves roughly 50,000 patients in Wisconsin each year. Nearly half live at or below the poverty line. Planned Parenthood operates 21 clinics across Wisconsin. Three of them in Madison, Milwaukee, and Sheboygan provide abortion services.
I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
Showers and some storms this afternoon and throughout this evening. Some could bring some gusty winds and heavy downpours. Around a half an inch of rain is likely, but a couple of inches is possible, which could create some flash flooding. Highs will be in the low 80s today and tomorrow and the mid 80s on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 69 degrees.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us at WFHR. Your host, James, behind the mic, joined by Melissa.
Good morning.
Seth.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks for being here, everybody. We hope you're having a good one out there. We're going to have some fun this hour, getting some entertainment to kick things off. We're going to talk about what's new on your small screen, new on your big screen, on your local theater stage, and showed up in your email box yesterday. We'll talk a little bit about that. We got the fastest ways to cool down your car in the summer. That's a good one right there, actually, everybody. Mm-hmm. And what's your I do this now so future me doesn't suffer habit? We will get into what that is and different examples of it in a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Can we also do the opposite?
Yes, yes. Every day of my life.
Right,
yes.
There you go.
But, of course, we can't do entertainment and not talk about Dolly Parton when she's in the news. Anything Dolly touches turns to gold, it seems, or in this case, at least into a number one. Recently, Dolly teamed up with Motley Crue for a duet of their song Home Sweet Home. It was the song's 40th anniversary, and it's now the number one on the Metabase Classic Rock Songs charts.
The what?
It's number one. What? I mean, they have
say that again.
The the Metabase Classic Rock Songs chart.
Metabase. Never even heard of it. Anyway,
I haven't either. And that's really so. Seth pays attention to a lot of the billboards and a lot of the charts and everything. And for you to not know it,
That's weird.
That's wild.
You could be at the top of any list if you just create your own. I have a number one song on my nail polish prayer plant list. It's a banger.
And it's the only one on the list.
Yep. I like this. This is a new area we need to take advantage of and market. of all of our stuff, of all of our content. We're like the number one on this street, you know. Nobody's got a better radio station on Second Street in Rapids.
Very specific. This one house.
Yeah,
I like We're number one.
The new version with Dolly will be featured on Motley Crue's new album From the Beginning, which will be released on September 12th. There's a great some marketing on behind this, a Dolly Crue instead of the Hollywood sign. It's the Dolly Crue,
which is very clever. I'll give them that.
I gotta admit, I was a little disappointed with the version just because I was expecting, with so much of what Dolly does, she doesn't just like jump in a song. She'll sing it with the artist or they'll do a new version of that song, and that's what I thought they did. I thought they if I got this right, most of the members of Motley Crue, if not all of them, are still around.
I believe so.
So I thought they all got together and did this another new version of the song. It sounds like they just took the original song,
the original track,
and inserted in Dolly singing and with Vince Neil and stuff. And I was a little disappointed. It doesn't sound bad. It sounds good.
Yeah.
But I would love to hear them actually do the song.
It would have been more interesting the other way, I think. Yeah.
It's one of the crew's better songs, and certainly one of their more well-known ones.
Yeah. So.
But congratulations to all of them. That's kind of cool.
That's pretty cool.
And I thought this would be a fun one for a Friday before we get into what's new showing up on your screens and everything out there. Before some celebrities made it big, they did background work for movies, TV shows, and even music videos.
Oh, okay.
BuzzFeed put together a list of some of the familiar faces. These are celebrities that played background characters before becoming famous.
Okay. That was fun.
For those that don't know, and not to over-explain to those that don't, but more times than not, the actors that you see in the background, that's the height of their career. Now for most of them, that's kind of what they want. I did not know this until I started working in the industry, and I love talking to background actors. There were actually a couple of times where we would try to make each other laugh, things like that, and everything. And there's two vital things for a background actor. Certainly don't look at the camera. That's a big one. And you cannot be distracting. You have to add to the nuance of the scene without being distracting.
Right.
And it is an art itself. And there are many, many background actors that, whether you know it or not, you've seen in a lot of stuff over the years because they're very good at what they do. And if you're a prominent director, you may even be requesting, hey, I want those people that were great in that lunch scene and they were just in the back doing flibble flobble, or some of the other traditional things that actors are told to say.
Peas and carrots.
Yeah, to make it look like you're talking in the background. And then there are the actors that they've ever wanted was to be on stage and be in screen and all that, and they're just dying for that one speaking role. Just give me a chance to speak. And then you have to, you can become in the Screen Actors Guild member, and who knows where you go from there. You may end up being Steve Carell. He was a silent host at a restaurant in Curly Sue.
Really?
Ooh.
Wow.
Yeah. I didn't know that. I know Steve Carell's like the back of my hand. I did not know that.
That's amazing. That's really cool, though. That's nice.
Here's a great one. And Melissa, I think you'll like this one. Sean Penn, one of the stars of the 80s and the 90s. Mm-hmm. I'm not talking about Sean Penn the person. Sean Penn the actor, incredible.
Yes.
Incredible actor. He had an uncredited role on Little House on the Prairie in 1974.
Seriously?
That's awesome.
Wow.
I could not think of a more wilder actor to be on that show than
Somehow
Sean Penn.
I knew that. Like,
oh, really?
I'm not
really?
Surprised that that's what you said. Yeah, I think I read it somewhere. Like, all of these people who were on Little House, but then, you know, weren't mentioned and then went off and did other things.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That's a big list, too. That's
it
like
is.
There's a lot
I'm sure
of people
it is.
On that one. I did not realize. That's actually where I started learning more about that show, was seeing an article similar to that, I bet, or maybe the same article. I don't know. And I want, you shouldn't get things when you ask for them like this, but I do ask the empathy from the audience on this one, that I am being a true journalist here and actually inserting Kevin Costner. And I'm talking about him.
He is. He's.
Kevin Costner played a frat boy in Night Shift back in 1982, which is wild to me because I cannot tell you how many times I watched that movie with my father, and I had no idea.
You never noticed.
I never noticed him.
Maybe you got blockers on for Costner. You just can't. I don't see him. I just don't see him anywhere. What are you talking about? He's not there.
You got Michael Keaton and Henry Winkler. I believe, if I got this right, Shelley Long, and I have not seen the movie since 1983 or 4 or whatever, but I believe they were working at a morgue, and Michael Keaton's character gets the idea to turn it into like a party or like a dive bar or something like
or
that.
Or a club or something. Yeah.
And I'll never forget seeing Fonzie in a role like that. That was great. Michael Keaton, of course, he did a lot of roles like that. But
yes,
seeing Henry Winkler in that role.
Yeah, that's good.
He was great, too. Benicio Del Toro sits on the hood of a car in Madonna's 1987 video Le Isola Bonita.
Really?
Le Isola Bonita.
Yeah, I like that song, by the way. That's a good one.
It's a good song. Yeah. Angela Bassett played a flight attendant in Kindergarten Cop.
Oh, jeez.
Wow. Wow.
Really?
Elijah Wood, he's a young kid playing an arcade game in a futuristic cafe in Back to the Future 2.
That's
wow.
right.
Yes, I did see that.
I remember that. Awesome. Yes.
Wow. That's a good
one. I had to look back and I'm like, oh, yeah, that's it.
Brie Larson and Ashley Benson in 2004, they were part of the group of Mean Girls in 13 Going on 30.
Really?
I like that that's movie. Interesting.
Did not know that.
Not the same thing because she spoke in it, but Brie Larson, I've enjoyed and been attached to her career from her showing up on Community. Back in the day, she
That's
had a
right.
small role mm-hmm. on Community. She played a love interest for Abed, and she was so charming. She just bounced off the screen. I didn't see her in the Scott Pilgrim movie.
Scott Pilgrim Saves the Universe.
I don't know why I missed that movie, but I just never
Chris
saw
Evans
it.
Is in that too.
Yeah, I got a ton of people I like in that movie, and I yelled at all the time that I haven't seen
what?
It. But
why have you not seen that?
That one I didn't see her in.
Wait,
that.
There's a movie I've seen that you haven't seen.
Yes, that's amazing.
Yeah,
that is.
That might be a first.
I have no idea why I didn't see it.
It's turned into like a real cult classic. Yeah.
No, it's the second. There was something else that he hasn't seen that I've seen.
Oh, okay.
I don't remember what it is.
Yeah, there isn't. You're right, though. There is another one.
Lamageddon.
And no, I definitely watched that one. Yeah.
That Santa Claus.
It was our early team building. That was it. And number one on the, well, not number one on the list, but the first one on the list, Lady Gaga. Hmm? She played a high schooler in an episode of The Sopranos back in 2001.
So she was getting some acting even back then?
Yeah.
Wow.
And to her credit, when this was brought up, the movie, the episode was The Telltale Musadella, and it was back in 2001. I'm sorry, I mentioned that already. But she has been asked about this and as recently as like a couple of years ago, and she just tears apart her performance.
Oh, dear.
And she was fine in it. I had to go back and watch it. I watched every episode of The Soprano multiple times. I did not remember she, you know, or anything, especially because when we first get introduced to Lady Gaga, she's in the
always has a mask
yeah.
on.
Yeah.
So you don't recognize her. Yeah,
But she was good. I thought she did a good job. She didn't have a lot going on with it or anything, but she was good.
Sure.
What's new on your small screen this weekend? There's a new one on Peacock called Drop, created from Megan Faney from White Lotus. There is on Apple TV the third season of Foundation. Also, the 2023 MLB Draft is on ESPN tonight at 6:00.
Ooh.
Seth, I was this year's old when I found out that the Major League Baseball draft used to be eternal. Like, they would just keep going.
They used to have something like 60-some rounds.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, seriously, yeah, they had it was several years ago when they started like, wait, okay, this is ridiculous. We need to stop with the rounds.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And so anyone who doesn't get drafted just technically is a free agent. So you can still sign them if you want, but yeah.
It's a wild story.
Yeah.
And Sunday night at 7 o'clock on CNN, we've talked a little bit about this, the series premiere of Live Aid, When Rock and Roll Took the World, a four-part docu-series to celebrate the 40th anniversary of the largest global music event in history.
Mm-hmm.
One of the cooler things about that is a lot of the stories we've heard since then of people who were going to be a part of Live Aid but weren't able to. Huey Lewis in the News pulled out because they were afraid the funds weren't going to go to actual HIV.
Or to Africa, yeah.
Africa. To Africa. And so they did their own thing to raise funds for Africa, which is really cool. And then there's like Rod Stewart, who was worried he wasn't going to have enough, a Rod time, which is really disappointing to me because I like Rod Stewart.
Yeah, Rod Stewart.
There's a lot of amazing stories. Michael Jackson, they couldn't get him out of the studio. He was in the studio. I believe he was working on
Bad.
Oh, Bad. No,
he was working on Bad.
And he was so obsessed with topping Thriller that he literally wasn't taking phone calls.
Wow.
Just they could not reach him.
That's crazy. I do want to note, everyone, by the way, if you buy anything that's associated with Live Aid, there's a foundation that all that money, and they're still using it in Africa. So even today, because when I bought that big DVD set, back 10, 30, 15 years ago, it said, all the proceeds continue to be put into Africa. So it's not connected with like Bob Geldof, the guy who organized it and anything anymore. It's its own thing, and it's still working to do that. So just so you know.
Thank you for mentioning
that.
What's new on your big screen this weekend? Well, just really one movie. There's a couple of movies coming out, but it's really Superman.
It's Superman.
That's the big one that is going to be coming out. David Cornsweet, who had just celebrated a birthday this week, is your new Superman in the DC verse. James Gunn, this is his first big taking over of the DC universe.
Yep.
He made, of course, the Guardians of the Galaxy movies and so many others.
Suicide Squad,
And they're introducing a ton of characters into this one from the Superman lore that a lot of people are excited about. Bradley Cooper has a cameo of Kal-El, which I didn't. That's kind of cool to see him working with James Gunn again.
Still, I think they're buds, but you know what I hope they do is they have. So everyone knows Lois Lane.
Yeah.
Do they know the other love interest, Lana Lang?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I hope Lana Lang.
I hope so.
That would be awesome.
Nathan Fillion is going to be playing the a version of the Green Lantern. You've got a bunch of other different character actors in there as well. And they use the classic John Williams theme from the 78 Superman.
Oh, really?
And Christopher Reeve's son has a cameo as a news reporter in it. And I love that his...
Aww.
That's Gunn. That's James Gunn.
Yep.
That's
him. That's what he does.
And specifically having him play a news reporter like his father would play Clark Kent. Yep. And all that. Mm-hmm. I'm not a Superman guy.
Me neither.
Even a DC guy. I'm hopeful this is good.
Yeah. I hope people enjoy it. And like we said, James Gunn has a great track record. I would expect it to do well.
They got a nice cast, and I hope it's good. Mm-hmm. I'll see it. I'll watch it. I'm not going to lie. I'll definitely see it. I just don't know if I'll see it in the theater, especially because I don't get to the theater very often. And if I do, it's probably going to be see the Fantastic Four.
For sure. I'm definitely going for that one. But.
And still playing on your local theater stage, the teen summer production of West Side Story. Mm-hmm. They've had two shows already, and Seth, you were telling us they went pretty darn good.
Last night was fantastic. Opening night, and the kids couldn't have done better. The crowd, I mean, it was packed. We had almost, if it wasn't a sellout, it was as close as you can get. And everyone performed so well. We had the audience laughing at the end. We had them crying because it's West Side Story. I mean, come on, mm-hmm. you know what the story is, right? Yeah. It's Romeo and Juliet, right? Mm-hmm. So, but it was fantastic, and I cannot give those kids enough credit. It's always amazing how they come together, after all the work they've done and just put on this magnificent performance. And what can I say? It's great to be a part of it.
Yeah, I can hear it in your voice. It's kind of cool getting to do a handful of shows with you and hearing you talk about shows. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I've heard you talk about one like this.
Well, I don't have to do much. That's part of it. Well, and the other thing is, I asked Roan, my son, who's in it. I asked him last night in the middle of the show. I said, "Are you having fun?" Because that was the main thing. They said at the beginning, "Do you have anything to say?" And I said, "Just have fun, guys. Just do that." And I asked him, and he's like, "Yes." He's having a lot of fun. And I'm like, awesome. That's the best part of it. Just enjoy it.
got another opportunity to see the show tonight at 7 and tomorrow at 7. And then on Sunday, they'll have a 2 o'clock matinee that'll wrap everything up. Be sure to catch West Side Story, the teen summer production brought on by Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater. Head on over, get on and buy local, support local. Shout out to everybody involved in that one.
I think there's still plenty of tickets available for tonight and tomorrow as well. So you can also go
over to the website. But it's only this weekend.
Only this weekend. Yeah. That's it. Yep.
Get those tickets and make plans for the Brothers Grimm coming up in August. That's going to be a fun one.
The Hopo production this year. Yeah.
Yeah, the Hopo show is going to be really good this year. That's going to be a great one. Be sure to check that out. And while you're at wrctheater.org to get your tickets and everything, keep in mind that they have audition sheets available for their main stage shows like On Golden Pond. I see has got audition dates August 4th and 5th. Oh my God, August 4th and 5th. Whoa. Sorry. Geez, that snuck up on me. Wow. No, get over there.
Says the director. I love that. He's like, what?
Oh my God. I'm directing? No. WRC
Theater. That's the guy who's been carrying the script around for how many months?
Yeah. Get over to wrctheater.org, everybody, and sign up and have some fun and get those tickets for those kids' shows.
I would also suggest if you know you're going to go see the shows anyway, get season tickets. You get a discount. Right. Just get them right now. Just take out all the guesswork.
And I wanted to mention the WFHR newsletter that premiered in your email box yesterday at noon. Rain, go away. I love the opening article, Melissa. It's great stuff. Be sure to head on over there to WFHR.com. Sign up for that newsletter, everybody, and check it out. Fresh-ish off the press.
Well, I mean, yes. Less than 24 hours.
It's not even 24 hours old.
Still smells pretty good. You're good. Yep.
And there's some great, great information in there. Some really great reporting. Really great work being done by our staff here and so many of our civic media brothers and sisters out there. So, I mean, get caught up on this, everybody, at WFHR.com. Sign up for that newsletter. We will come back and have some more fun. Got into a couple of topics for us. And as we're going to break, I want to remind you to pull up that Civic Media app and text us the keyword SCORE.
SCORE!
Text us the keyword SCORE and get a chance to win a 4-pack of Brewers tickets. And you can see them on Sunday, July 13th, taking on the Nationals. And SCORE! Text that word to us, everybody. Get in on this free ticket Friday with our good friends.
SCORE.
There you go. Get it to us, everybody. We'll be back after this on Morning Show at WFHR.
There's a quote about the importance of setting goals. If you don't know where you're going, any path will take you there. This holds true for things that are important to you financially as well. To set your financial goals, think about your priorities. Outline them as either must-haves, such as a comfortable retirement, or wish list, perhaps a vacation or entertainment. You'll want your goals to be specific. Assign estimate dates and cost to each one so you can plan how much to save and how much time you will have before you need the money. Next, hold yourself accountable to stay on track. This involves actively tracking your progress, maintaining your focus, and using these time-tested strategies. Diversify, own quality investments, and keep a realistic perspective. A financial advisor can help with this. Finally, enjoy that sense of accomplishment when you reach your goals, seeing your efforts literally pay off.
This content was provided by Edward Jones for use by Clay Kanoki, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisor at 715-421-0958.
This fall, there's only one place to be, Camp Randall Stadium. Wisconsin football returns with can't-miss matchups, including Maryland, Iowa, Washington, and more. From the first touchdown to jump around and the celebration of the fifth quarter, experience the traditions and unforgettable memories that make Wisconsin football so special. Single-game tickets are now on sale. Lock in your spot today by visiting uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. Wisconsin football game day starts here. We'll see you at Camp Randall.
The day you become one with your partner is truly a special day for every couple. The Wisconsin Rapids Rafters want to add to your memories with their July 12th Renew Your Vows event. Bring your significant other as historic Winter Field is turned into the largest wedding in Wisconsin Rapids. Explore the wedding show displays throughout the concourse, bachelor, bachelorette party games, and a post-game vow renewal ceremony on home plate. Renew your vows with the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters, July 12th at 6:35 p.m. at historic Winter Field.
Showers and some storms this afternoon and throughout this evening. Some could bring some gusty winds and heavy downpours. Around a half an inch of rain is likely, but a couple of inches is possible, which could create some flash flooding. Highs will be in the low 80s today and tomorrow and the mid 80s on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 71 degrees.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at 97.5 FM, WFHR. Melissa, Seth, and James hanging out with you. Thanks so much for hanging out with us. We appreciate you.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to get into some station talk in a little bit here. And after our news and sports break, we will get into a good one. What is something you do now for your future self? We'll get into that a little bit later. But
keep living. No.
Yeah, you're right. Just breathing. Yeah. I came across this the other day before the article came up in my prep and everything. So I saw this YouTube video the other day, but they're talking about it being a TikTok video. So she must have put the video on both.
Right.
Makes sense. But this lady is awesome to me, and I'm kind of following some of the things she's doing now. A math professor from the University of Cambridge shared a hack on TikTok to cool down a hot car fast.
Okay.
Instead of blasting the AC and waiting forever for it to cool down, try this. First, roll down your passenger side window. Then open and close your driver's side door 4 or 5 times like you're fanning the air.
Okay, mm-hmm. I see. I get it.
So, and she explains this so much better and really cool because this is her wheelhouse. Mm-hmm. And she's very good at explaining these things. Mm-hmm. I really enjoyed it. But what you're doing is forcing the hot air inside your car out and pulling cooler air in.
Okay.
And yep. It's very effective. I've done this already twice this week and it's worked.
Mm-hmm. But you should do it with your rear passenger door. Not your front passenger door.
Oh, okay.
Window, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, okay. Yep. I might have said that wrong. Yeah. Do what Melissa said. in fact, just any time it's me and her talking, just lean that way.
I don't know if I'd agree with that, but okay.
The video's not hard to find, and I think if you throw in there, if you just give this a try, it's not as if it's going to make your car hotter.
No.
Like, even if it doesn't work, it's like, oh my God, it's even hotter now.
Unless it's like 100 degrees or something, yeah.
The only thing is if you're in the middle of the street and people are watching you. You know, I mean, that's all right.
That's the part.
I have to actually turn my car on to roll any of my windows down.
Right.
So then it's like, well, does it matter?
I did want to warn people that you will get a look. You will probably get a look from this one. And this isn't a new idea. It's been circulating the internet since before 2016 when Thrillist.com ran an experiment to find out how fast it would actually work. But one thing that I will note, they've never had an expert actually who knows what they're talking about this. This mm-hmm. is like she's went to school for this. This is her wheelhouse.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And again, it really did. I noticed a difference at least. Okay. I wouldn't say that it was cold in my car when I got in or anything, but it was a lot cooler. I don't know. Somebody who's had this problem for a while, I was thankful for it.
That's cool. That's very cool. Literally.
Nice. I also wanted to mention one other quick article here. So we do our National Day of Calendar and, some of the fun things that we have. And today is free Slurpee Day.
Oh, cool.
At National 7-Elevens.
Oh.
I don't know that we even have a 7-Eleven in Wisconsin. I meant to look this up earlier,
okay.
But I was not. I didn't have time
Melissa,
to.
Get on that.
But, yeah, today is National 7-Eleven Day, and which is 7-Eleven, of course.
Yep.
And to celebrate, 7-Eleven, once again, is serving up free small Slurpees. They've been doing this since 2002.
Oh, wow. Okay.
As they celebrate, here's some Slurpee facts. This year's Slurpee Day marks the 98th anniversary of 7-Eleven.
Wow. Almost 100 years old. Wow.
The first store opened in 1927. It was called the Southland Ice Company. The name was then changed to Totem Stores. And then to 7-Eleven in 1946 to promote the new expanded hours 7 to 11.
7 a.m. to 11 p.m., yep.
The Slurpee was invented by accident back in 1958.
Of course it was.
When so
many things are an accident, right? Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. When a soda fountain at a Dairy Queen store stopped working and the owner, Omar Kendrick, stashed some soda in a freezer so he could sell them partially frozen.
Oh.
His customers loved it. And that led to him starting the, quote, Icy Company, with two E's,
mm-hmm.
Which would be the first distributor of what would later become the Slurpee.
That's right. Oh, my gosh. Icy's still around, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They still make them, mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Looks like Fond du Lac might be our closest option here, boys.
Really? Okay. Wow.
Thank you, Mel. Okay. Thank you, Mel. You rock. You rock. Right.
There's one the other direction, too, over by La Crosse area, but I'm going to have to look again.
Ooh, I don't know if that's closer or not. That's a good question.
I know.
Yeah.
It's hard to see on the map.
Yeah.
I deserve all your weird looks for this, but I am, Melissa said that. that, and I was thinking in my head, what else is out there that could make me have to go to a set? I miss 7-Elevens, man. Now, I don't have to miss them too much because Quick Trip's amazing, and I think a lot of our local gas stations are great, too.
Osseo. That might be closer.
Oh, yes.
Oh, there you go.
That could be.
There's something so nostalgic about 7-Elevens.
Yes.
The Slurpee came to 7-Eleven back in 65 when they began a licensing deal with Icy.
Oh, so it's from Icy.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I didn't either.
I thought it was a different company.
I would have thought there was a rivalry there
Slurpee
like that.
Slurpee versus Icy.
That's really smart on their part.
Yeah.
That is really smart on their part. Why go to war when you could just work together? That's really smart. Yeah, I don't mean to overuse that phrase.
Like,
I'm sorry.
Yeah, to other things?
Can we
spread that out?
That'd be nice.
Only
with Icy, sorry.
Yeah. And there have been over 300 Slurpee flavors.
Wow.
The most popular ones in the United States are Coca-Cola and Wild Cherry.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Makes sense. Usually they just reference their color, though. I know that's what my kids do. It's like, do you want blue or red, right?
Yeah.
I want the blue one.
And in 1970, 7-Eleven released a vinyl record with two tracks written just for Slurpees. For the Slurpee. The first, Dance the Slurpee. It's a catchy tune that was later sampled by DJ Shadow and Cut Chemist for the 1990 album Brain Freeze. That's interesting.
I am now looking to find that record.
Yes, yes.
I'm going to find it now.
I can tell you exactly what Seth and I are doing during the commercial break. Right.
Well, and just in case you have, you know, an hour and 34 minutes to waste, to spend. Yeah. Osseo is closer than Fond du Lac.
It is, okay.
So Osseo would be the place to go if you want to go to 7-Eleven.
If you're heading to Minneapolis, you know, Minnesota, that direction, you're going to pass right through Osseo. So grab it on the way there. Mm-hmm. There you go.
And a quick programming note, everybody, involving our Wisconsin Rapids Rafters, as we are the home of Wisconsin Rapids Rafter baseball. Hardcore fans out there know that the game last night got rained out against the Green Bay Rockers. The game will be continue today at 3:05 in the third inning, and will play through the rest of the nine innings. Also, the game will continue in the bottom of the third inning.
Yep.
Any fans holding tickets to last night's game can come watch the continued game today in their original seat.
Nice.
And if you would like to stay for the second game, head to Winterfield Ticket Office after the game. Their Thirsty Thursday deal will be available for game one only.
Okay.
And then game two, originally scheduled, will now start 30 minutes after the conclusion of game one.
Okay.
It will now be a 7-inning game, and fans holding tickets for Friday's game are welcome to attend game one.
Oh, so you could go to both if you want.
Stop by the ticket office, by the way, and get tickets for the game. Trick-or-treating for halfway to Halloween will take place the post-game now.
Okay.
I love that they're doing that.
Yeah, that's always fun. Yeah.
Treating halfway to Halloween, that's always fun. That's always a fun one that they do. With all this, that means, though, that we will not have a Playmakers for you today.
Yep.
With the wide orbit system that we use, the Rafters need it more than we do.
Yep.
And we're not able to kind of co-use it. So
Right. Just
I like to let the audience know these things.
Yep.
But we will have Playmakers back for you on Monday, everybody. We're looking forward to that. As it is, we are playing sports instead of talking about sports.
There you go.
So we will have Rafter baseball for you on the radio dial and over on 105.5 WRI. Some strong, great music playing for you. And be sure to head on over to northwoodsleague.com to get your tickets, or show up at Winterfield and get those tickets.
Get them at the door.
Support them. Let's let them know what home field advantage is. Everybody, support your Rafters. The season's getting closer and closer to the end.
I know. And we got the All-Star game coming up, too.
Yeah. On Monday, Monday's edition of Playmakers, we'll have Meet Your Rafters. We're going to have a couple of the boys this summer in with us. So we'll be looking forward to that and talking Rafter baseball Monday.
Yep.
And we will take a quick time out, get to our news, a sports break. We'll come back and have some more fun on The Morning Show at WFHR.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The biennial state budget in Wisconsin was signed into law by Governor Tony Evers on July 3rd. The Wisconsin Farmers Union said the final state bill is a mixed bag for family farmers. The 2025-27 budget includes bipartisan compromises. It does fund important investments in public services, farmer mental health, and child care. However, it also reduces funding for key local food programs, conservation programs, and antitrust enforcement. Wisconsin Farmers Union Government Relations Director Michelle Ramirez-White said, quote, "There are several meaningful wins here for family farmers, but also some disappointing losses," end quote. Their press release states the Wisconsin Farmers Union will continue to advocate for the programs that were cut from this biennial state budget. Wisconsin has the third lowest measles vaccination rate in the country. Almost 15% of kindergartners are not current on their vaccinations. Considered eradicated in the United States in the year 2000, currently there are over 1,200 measles cases in the U.S., according to the Center for Disease Control. As of July 8th, 27 outbreaks have been reported so far in 2025, with 88% of confirmed cases related to these outbreaks. There have also been 3 confirmed deaths from measles so far in 2025. A new Marquette University law poll published in June asked respondents if they thought the benefits of the measles, mumps, and rubella, or MMR vaccine outweighed the risks, or if the risks outweighed the benefits. 84% say the MMR vaccine is more beneficial, and 15% say the risks outweigh the benefits. Wisconsin Watch reports the MMR vaccination rate has continued to slide since the COVID-19 pandemic to a rate of a little over 74%. 95% is the coverage target. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
It's back to work for the crew. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight in Milwaukee, where the Brewers open a 3-game weekend series against the Nationals. At 50 wins and 43 losses, the Brewers in second place in the NL Central, just 2 games behind the first place Cubs. The Brewers coming off that 3-game sweep of the Dodgers. Now with Freddy Peralta scheduled to pitch this Sunday, closer Trevor Megill will represent the team in the All-Star game next week.
Sweep the Dodgers at home, that's give the fans what they want, right? That was awesome. Glad to be a part of that, and then also with the news as well. Like, that's just some goal that I put out in the offseason. Here it is coming true.
The Nationals are in last place in the NL East, 16 games behind the Phillies. They fired their manager, Dave Martinez, and GM Mike Rizzo earlier in the week. Miguel Cairo named interim manager. Basketball, NBA Summer League action underway in Nevada. The Bucks with a 90-89 win over the Denver Nuggets last night. Jamari Bouye with a 3-pointer at the buzzer. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Weddings are an exciting time, but they can be a lot of work and stress too. Let Belinda with the Bride Secretary custom design your wedding invitations that will make a statement and provide secretarial services that will reduce your stress. Custom invitations and stationery for weddings or any special occasion. You don't just need stationery, you need a secretary.
For more information, call Belinda at 715-340-2999 or visit thebridesecretary.com.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
From newspaper to radio to magazine to podcast, the way we get our information has grown, and now so has Midday Magazine. Our longtime beloved show has grown to become the Rapids Report. Now exclusively available online, listen at 4 p.m. Monday through Friday, where it's streaming at WFHR.com. Catch up on previous episodes and spread the word. Midday Magazine is now the Rapids Report, streaming weekdays at 4 at WFHR.com and wherever you get your podcasts.
Showers and some storms this afternoon and throughout this evening. Some could bring some gusty winds and heavy downpours. Around a half an inch of rain is likely, but a couple of inches is possible, which could create some flash flooding. Highs will be in the low 80s today and tomorrow and the mid 80s on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 71 degrees.
Ha! Get on the good foot! Welcome back, everybody. Morning show at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. Hope you all are having a great one out there, everybody. I wanted to do this during the last segment. I got a little caught up in the air, and I forgot to. So before the end of the show, do not let me forget, we are giving away rafter tickets.
Yes, rafter tickets. You can go to tonight's game.
Yeah.
Or this afternoon's game.
Actually, I wanted to give them away during Playmakers, since we won't be able to. Right. Instead of, you know, shortchanging the audience, we'll just do it in this hour. We'll
let's
just
do it, yeah.
And we're going to get those rafter tickets to you, everybody. Be listening for that before the end of the show.
Mm-hmm.
Some stress... This is so some stress relieving hacks involve taking care of things now so you don't have to worry about doing them in the future.
Okay.
I've mentioned this many times. I kind of pick out what I'm going to wear the next day. That way I don't have to think about it, because in the morning, with the little bit of sleep that I get, we don't need me trying to figure out what to wear, you know, for radio.
James, stop coming to work. I was going to say in a dress, but you know what? You can wear a dress if you want to. Well, in fact, I'd really like to see that.
I appreciate that. It's the footy pajamas that I think really bug people. I think it's that. I think it's that one that bugs people.
You may want to see him in a dress. You're not even going to be here. What are you talking about?
Hey, I would show
I don't want to see
that.
His knees.
Nobody needs to see my knees. Nobody.
Don't you remember the orange dress that I brought
into
the old studio?
That's right. Yes.
I still have that, and it would fit you.
Dear God.
It's long. It's full length.
At least it's long. At least it'll cover up the knees.
Yeah,
and it's very, very bright orange.
Someone on social media, I do like that part. Someone on social media asked, "What is your I do this now so future me doesn't suffer habit? What are some of these things we do?"
Okay.
And I almost guarantee the audience, every single person out there listening, that you do something like this. Maybe you don't even realize you do it. I think a lot of this stuff we get in the habit of doing, a routine of doing, we don't even think about that we do it. Like cleaning up my home on Thursday, so when I come home from work on Friday evening, I can immediately start relaxing and just enjoy my weekend.
Ooh.
A la when we're in school, for me, I was the kid that wanted to get my homework done on Friday so I could just have all weekend to play.
Right. Which is, again, that's a very similar thing, and that's smart.
I think I
had never thought of that before.
I did that three times while I was in school.
But you always had a good, you know, the plan.
Was there, yeah.
Doing my dishes right after eating. That's a big one. On the list.
Time savers.
Yeah. Getting my clothes ready the night before or for the next morning. Okay, so there's all right.
There we go. You're not the only one.
I'm never going to do that. I'm going to put that out there. Never going to do that.
Well, this is here's a big difference here. I didn't do that when my kids were little. My kids are in their 20s. You know, it's understandable. So going to the gym and doing mobility exercises for middle-aged me.
Oh.
So that is one that's...
Well, all of us, well, maybe with the exception of Melissa, we are there, basically, mm-hmm. at middle age. So
I
should start doing
that
it.
That far behind you guys.
No, that's true.
And I did that in my 20s and my 30s, and now I'm taking a break.
I started doing this certainly with my kids and my you know, my nieces and nephews and some of that and everything, and my grandchildren, the children I'm godfather of,
right.
and stuff. But I've actually been incorporating this for a handful of years in my classes with my students, when we're talking about things, you know, breathing exercises, different, you know, things that you can do to warm up to get ready to be on stage, stretching.
Mm-hmm.
And I throw that in there because, God, am I thankful that I'm banged up as it is at this age. I can't imagine what it'd be like if I didn't stretch as much as I did when I was young.
Right.
Even if you're not going to work out, getting stretching in and just getting some of that, a routine of that in, man, will older you be thankful.
Motion is lotion for your joints.
And this can be true whether you're in your 20s or your 40s. Like, you know, it's a long, hopefully for all of us, it's a long game.
Yeah.
You know?
Here's hoping.
Flossing my teeth. Yes, that's definitely one.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, this is a good, it's a sneaky one. My dad is really big on this one. Getting gas after work instead of before.
Oh, yeah, because you never have time in the morning.
Right. So, exactly. Okay.
Yep. My dad will just like out of nowhere, just, it'll run out the house. And you're like, oh, dad had to get gas. Like, that's that's what he'll do. He'll do that.
It's not dad had gas?
Nope.
Because that'd be me.
Yeah. Sometimes.
Where's Melissa going? Yeah. Or he doesn't leave the house for that. No. Why would he? Every dad, that's their birthright.
Man, that was good, Melissa. That was good.
Sorry.
That was great. Saving money instead of in the stock market, our retirement accounts. A lot of people are like literally doing the old, now not saving it in the mattress maybe, but...
So my grandparents did.
Well, I grew up around a couple of people, and you might be surprised to know this. These are city people with the coffee can in the backyard thing.
The buried coffee can.
One of my earlier memories is running through my Uncle Rich's, hey, kids, we're going to do something. It's like 10 o'clock at night, and we're out there with shovels. I swear to God. Man, miss you, Uncle Rich. Miss you.
If that was, I'd be like, wait a minute, what are we doing?
And no,
we have shovel. It's night, and we have shovels. That's always a bad sign.
So they had a pool, and they were like the first family. My cousin Lisa, yeah. And they were like the first family I knew of people that had their own pool.
Right.
So to me, they were Rockefellers. They might as well have been the richest people in the world.
Sure.
And everything. So I just thought this was a rich person thing. That was a rich person game.
This is what they do.
We're just out here digging holes at night. Okay, I don't know what's the point, but preparing the coffee maker the night before. That is my mom's go-to.
All right.
And
that's again, yep.
And when they're out of town, man, do I miss it. getting ahead on work for the next week. That's Radio 101.
Wait, getting
yeah, what is that?
Work getting ahead. Get out of here with ahead? That.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
How?
Yeah.
As much as you can, I know. You try. You really do, but.
I have good intentions.
Yeah.
Yeah. Writing everything down right away so future me isn't stuck trying to remember it.
Never going to happen.
Oh, always. I do that 100%.
I probably should, but I don't.
Try to write everything down because I will forget.
Mm.
Now, here's one I've done for God knows how long because of my mother and her instilling it in my brain. I started doing laundry when I was like 9, 10 years old or whatever. So about since then.
Mm-hmm.
Pulling my socks off so they are not inside out. It makes folding laundry much quicker. I will say also pairing the socks. Pairing the socks. So that one. Yeah.
Pairing socks is fine. The other one. What? No.
Yes. No. Don't. How do much? Fold, no. Do you fold laundry?
I do. I fold all. Right. Okay, I'm going to get in trouble. Almost all the laundry. she's out of town. She's in North Carolina. She doesn't know. Yeah, anyway, but so I do. Yes, and I. It's what seconds? Seconds. Mm-hmm. You don't save that much time. Come on.
How many socks do you fold? Well, that's a lot of seconds if you got to flip them all inside right side.
Well, they're not all that way. Some are and some aren't.
It's a
crapshoot.
Wiping down the shower glass after.
I love this argument.
I'm just eating my popcorn listening. here's a fun. Well, I think they're having. I hope they're having fun with this one. Treating my children well.
Wait a minute. Oh, the old. I'm taking care of you now, so you can take care of me later when I'm old and infirm.
Pretty sure they're being joking.
Yeah, that's kind of a lighthearted one.
A good, healthy relationship with your children does
it's always a good
difference.
Thing. Yeah, it's true.
When you do see those people going, I'm not bending at all. No,
right.
It's my way or the highway, and then somebody comes on in the comments. Okay, and you wonder why some kids don't talk to their parents.
That's true.
Very adults. True.
Yeah. And there's some other fun ones out there. You can go to AskReddit.com to find the complete list. And as you think of these, everybody, feel free to either call in with them or, of course, bring them to us next week. We all know how this works. It'll be, 5 hours later when one occurs to you.
Exactly.
So go ahead and, hit us up next week with them. I think these are fun. I think these are...
They are fun.
They're little personal hacks that... I think something else about this, there's a lot of seconds in the day. And as long as a day can seem sometimes, and as short as it can feel sometimes, it is kind of, I think, fun to have these things that just, they're little benchmarks throughout the day or night, that we're, I'm doing this later or whatever.
Yeah, that's fair.
Our brains are healthier and stronger when we have routines.
Mm-hmm.
They may seem like a silly thing to pull the socks in and out or whatever, but if your brain is used to that routine, that's just a gift to your brain. And and this stuff makes your brain healthier, keeps it stronger for older when you get older. Mm-hmm. And do you see what I'm doing here? Doing something now for future you.
Right.
This is...
Well, and like some of those things you mentioned are not like, I'm going to do this in my 20s, so it helps me in my 60s. We're talking about things that you do today, so it helps you 3 hours from now.
Yeah, right. It helps you now, right.
Simple as rinsing your dishes after you use them. If you don't wash them right away, it still makes doing the dishes later easier.
Mm-hmm.
I do that for myself. Or taking the garbage out. now instead of later, because my future self will thank me.
Yep, future you'll be happy.
I already did it.
That's something else I'm the only one that does, too.
Oh, boy, now we're racking it up. We might have to tell Beth to go back and listen to this podcast.
Nicely done.
I've got two kids, too, you know.
Take a quick time. That's where I would have went with it, yes. Take a quick time out. We'll come back so future you will be happy that we'll have a segment on the morning show at WFHR.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Ever since I started the recombobulation area, I've written an in-depth breakdown of every new edition of the Marquette University Law School poll. The newest poll asks about a range of topics, whether Tony Evers should run for a third term, where people stand on Donald Trump's economic policies, and a host of issues relating to the state budget. The poll paints a picture of a polarized Wisconsin. Many people are very dug into their partisan camps, which is perhaps to be expected in the most evenly divided state in the nation. But there are a number of issues polled that do have the support of more than two-thirds of Wisconsin voters. Those include extending Medicaid coverage for new moms, legalizing marijuana, making major increases in state aid for special education, providing mental health services in schools, allowing citizen-led ballot initiatives, and banning cell phones in schools. What do most of these issues have in common? They are policies being advanced by Democrats in Wisconsin.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin, sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Breaking sports radio show news coming across the ticker. In a move for the ages, 105.5 WIRI has traded for playmakers. Join us 4 to 5 Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays. Hit us in the numbers by calling with your sports takes and feelings. We'll have James, Randy, Michael, and Seth bringing you local sports coverage and news that you won't hear anywhere else. Thanks to our friends at Quality Plus Printing and Family Natural Foods. Be heard 4 to 5 every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on 105.5 WIRI's newest roster edition, Playmakers. We speak sport.
Showers and some storms this afternoon and throughout this evening. Some could bring some gusty winds and heavy downpours. Around a half an inch of rain is likely, but a couple of inches is possible, which could create some flash flooding. Highs will be in the low 80s today and tomorrow, and the mid 80s on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. Right now, it's 71 degrees. Won't you dare look back? Just keep your eyes on me. I said you're holding back.
Welcome back, everybody. One more segment for the week. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. Thanks so much for joining us. Appreciate you hanging out with us all week long, everybody. Big thank you to all of our guests, all of our co-hosts, everybody working behind the scenes to make this show happen throughout the week. We appreciate you.
Can we give a shout out to Chuck and our engineering guys for fixing our problem with our transmitter yesterday?
Yay!
Finally, thank you. Yay. To those guys for working on that, it was fantastic. Everything sounds way better now.
Seth can't see my notes over here, but I wanted to one of our good stories of the day, the good story of the week. That's what it was going to be.
Kind of jumped the gun on that one.
No, that's great. That's great. That's awesome. And I could not second everything you said there. Mm-hmm. We know we've heard from listeners in recent months about our signal here in town and how that has been. Civic Media took that personal, and we're like, well, we got to fix that. We got to get on that. And we got the best engineers in radio working on it, and they've done a great job of getting things better. And now we encourage you to not only check out that signal on your analog or any way you listen to us, but spread the word about it and buy local support, local radio, everybody. We're still here after 80 some years doing this, and it's all thanks to you guys out there. And of course, a big thank you to Chuck De Niro, who has been here for almost all 80.
Somehow he's been here.
I got to try to get a little bit of it. I'm too nice to him all the time.
The legacy of his dad. Maybe we'll count that too.
It's what we got. It's Italian love. It's the only way we know how to show love as Italians. It's the only way.
Little ribbing.
Yes. We look at our schedule for today. We encourage you to check out the Rapids Report. We'll have a couple of new episodes for you at WFHR.com. While you're over there signing up for the WFHR newsletter, go ahead and check out the Rapids Report. Today, we're going to be joined by Assumption Schools. Matthew Matthew Sikowski is going to join us. Matt, join us. I think Matt's out there.
Is he already here? Yeah, okay, yeah. Nice.
Because he's a pro. He's out there. He's ready. It's always good talking with him. We'll be joined by him a little bit later. And then in the other episode, we'll have our great friends at the Visit Wisconsin Rapids Bureau. We send a shout out to Meredith and the gang over there. And Haley Sorbo. Haley's going to be joining us from Visit Rapids with some special guests. We're going to have Addison, CMBX rider, and Miss Northern Lights teen and former Miss Wisconsin Rapids teen.
Oh, wow.
And Patty Fody, who is a BMX rider as well. They've got a great event coming up in August we're going to be highlighting and talking about. Be listening to future episodes of Playmakers as well. We're going to have some of the BMX kids on from there.
Very cool.
It's wild to me. The daughter of one of the best BMX riders we have in this area, really. Her dad, Trevor, is one of my oldest friends. So it's going to be great to have them on. Yeah. That's fun. And they're doing some really cool things over there at the BMX park right by Lincoln and stuff. It's going to be fun going on there. Wanted to mention again, a Rafter baseball. Let's play kind of two. we're picking things up from the third inning when they got rained out last night. That game will start up at 3:20, but our coverage here will begin at 2:50. And then the other game against the Green Bay Rockers will continue about 30 minutes after game one ends.
Yes.
With that means there will be no Playmakers today on 105.5 WIRI.
Yep.
But we'll be back on Monday with an episode, not only a new episode, but an episode of Meet Your Rafters.
Yes. Mm-hmm. More of those young men. Always fun to talk to them.
We will talk
their experiences.
To some of the boys of summer as they get ready for their all-star break.
Mm-hmm.
Looking forward to that. Also, we got some other great events going on in town this weekend, Seth.
Tomorrow, of course, it is the Downtown Farmers Market in Wisconsin Rapids from 8 to 1 down on 1st Avenue South, right along the beautiful Wisconsin River. It's every Thursday and Saturday from 8 to 1. Make sure you always check that out. The place has been, as the doctor said, when he hit my knee with the hammer, the joint's jumping. So. Sorry about that.
I'm done for the week.
To get you moving.
I'm done. I'm not talking anymore.
It's such a Friday. Minutes, man. We got 5 minutes. Okay, we're going to wrap it up here. A couple other events coming up that I want to highlight. We talked about lacrosse. Now, they have their annual 4,000 Foundation event that's coming up. It's all about trains, everybody, from 10 to 4 p.m. on Saturday, July 19th at Copeland Park in La Crosse. It's a very cool event. They have over 250 tables of railroad-related merchandise.
It's really
cool is that? If anyone who likes trains, man, they got a train museum there that's going to be open as well. It's a very cool event. We highlight it every year, even though it's down in La Crosse and not in our listing area. We do love to point people that way, especially if you're a train buff.
There's a lot of train collectors.
With the Civic Media app, we have no boundaries, Seth.
Yeah. That's true. We do have a station in La Crosse, so hopefully they're doing that as well. Yeah. So, that's very true. And then on July 23rd, that's a Wednesday right after the Heroes Cafe, the Wood County Veterans Expo will be taking place from 9 to noon at Crossview Church. Join the Toma VA Medical Center and the Wood County Veterans Service Office as they provide all kinds of resources, updates on different, let's see, what's the word I'm looking for?
Different services and benefits.
That's the word I was looking for veterans and their families. Of course, this stuff is changing pretty much, constantly. So it's great to find out what's happening with everything, what services are available for veterans and their families here in Central Wisconsin.
Be sure to check that out, everybody. Mm-hmm. Keep in mind as well that here at the studios, we are one of many supply donation centers for Stuff the Bus. Drop off your school supplies during Stuff the Bus at Lunch on the River, Lunch by the River on August 7th, 11:30 to 1. And, of course, you can stop by a number of different locations that you can find at the United Way's website, uwswac.org. Mm-hmm. Keep in mind, again, we are one of those locations.
We are. Bring it down here.
1690 2nd Avenue South in Wisconsin Rapids. You can stop by anytime, 8 to 5. We, of course, are the greatest radio station on 2nd Avenue South.
We are.
No
one is better than us.
Only radio.
Side note: that's a here or there.
Quiet,
or there.
You.
I said it quiet.
You did say it quiet. You did. Just a couple of world good stories I wanted to touch on that are an annual convention of furries happened in Pittsburgh last week, and it's in the news after attendees donated over $89,000 to the charity Nose to Tail Cat Rescue.
Holy cow!
$89,000. That's incredible.
I should have said holy cats.
That would have been good. Someone on Reddit asked people to name things their parents did for them as a kid, and they didn't fully appreciate until later. It's a nice reminder that all the sacrifices and all the things that parents do and stuff. And that's it was cool. Just kind of a nice little thing. Just, and it wasn't anybody. It wasn't because of a National Day of thing or a Mother's or Father's Day. It just kind of happened randomly.
Yeah, that's very cool.
Yeah, I like that. That's pretty neat. And a 45-year-old high school coach in New York had a heart attack and collapsed at a soccer game this month, but he survived after multiple people sprung into action. The other team's coach sprinted in to help, then three people who knew CPR started working on him, while others ran to grab an AED machine from the school.
Oh, my goodness.
They used it to shock him three times, and he came at about 10 minutes after the collapse. He was in the hospital for a week, but he's home now and actually was able to enjoy his Father's Day a little bit.
Oh, wow. What a great story.
That's cool.
That's amazing. Wow. Quick thinking.
A lot Love of it. People yep. coming together for that one. And People Magazine did a story on a kid in Chicago named Tavon Norris who missed his high school graduation because he was waiting on a heart transplant. School officials threw him his own graduation at the hospital.
Oh, nice.
Despite his health issues, he pushed to get all his schoolwork done in time to graduate. Mm. So they decided he deserved an official ceremony.
Very good. That's an excellent gesture on their part. Yes.
Pretty nice. Cool story.
Very cool.
Very, very cool. And everyone's favorite pygmy hippo, Moo Dang, turned one yesterday. She went viral last September, but was born July 10th at her zoo in Thailand, celebrated by making her a 44-pound cake that was really just a big pile of fruit.
That's her kind of cake, yeah.
Well, yeah.
I don't know if that would technically count, but I think we count it. I think it
I think we do.
That counts.
I agree.
Great week today, you two.
You too, man.
All the work you guys do.
Yeah.
You too, James.
Be good to each other out there. We'll talk to you sooner than later right here at...
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Nasty confrontation at a farm outside L.A. as ICE agents went in. CBS's Carter Evans.
There was some gas canisters thrown. It looked like it was tear gas. And there were also rocks thrown at the federal agents' vehicles as well.
Officials report finding 10 undocumented juveniles. A second farm was also raided. President Trump on his way to view flood damage in Central Texas.
We're going to be there with... some of the great families and others, the governor, everybody.
A triple-digit heat wave is baking the Southwest. In Phoenix, temps have topped 100 on all but 4 days over the past 5 weeks. Phil Butler has his eye on his hard-working air conditioning crew.
We provide umbrellas and stuff for them to keep them in the shade. Of course, I'm out here, make sure everybody's okay. If I see any signs of dehydration, we sit them down.
Two-time defending champ Carlos Alcaraz advanced to the men's singles final at Wimbledon, beating American Taylor Fritz. CBS News Brief, I'm Steve Kathan.
Rebuilding and